Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I am so delighted to have a good friend and colleague in a previous incarnation. He served as global educator for the Omega-3 market leader, which was Nordic Naturals, and then he switched horses and, you know, wondered, you know, is this a good career move for Stuart? And boy, it sure is, because he's riding a trend that I think is just going to go through the roof, which is CBD supplements. He's now the vice president of human nutrition and national educator for CV Sciences, which is America's leading producer of hemp oil products. And they're very high-quality products. Actually, Stuart, maybe you don't know this, but I've been recommending your products for many years, even prior to, you know, your generous sponsorship of Intelligent Medicine, because I really think that they're the, you know, the highest quality supplements on the marketplace.
Thank you, doctor. That means so much to us because of all of the options that are out there. We were one of the first, but now there are over 1,000 options. So if you're a physician like Dr. Hoffman listening and you find yourself in San Diego, you look us up at CV Sciences and you can come on a tour of the laboratory. Mm-hmm. We just had a big audit for good manufacturing practices. We received a 99. We're up to pharma grade with our SOPs over here. And we recently published landmark safety data, toxicological safety data, demonstrating that our products are safe for human consumption. And everyone knows hemp's an ancient crop. It's been around, but we're just dotting the I's and crossing the T's like a pharma company. We do have a pharmaceutical division. A lot of people don't know this. We're using CBD and combining it with nicotine to make a drug for smokeless tobacco addiction. So for those of you interested in the big level medicine, not that the nutrition is not, please don't get me wrong, but if you're looking interested in the FDA stuff, check out our pipeline at CVSI is our ticker, Charlie Victor Sam Indigo. So we're not your average supplement company.
Call your stockbroker. Call your stockbroker.
Right. We're not your average supplement company because of the pharma side and the, of course, the complexity of hemp as an ingredient. So we're doing things a bit differently.
Okay. So, you know, there are a bewildering number of alternatives out there for people. And, you know, let's narrow it down to the CV Sciences product, which is called Plus CBD Oil. And there's a website, right? PlusCBDOil.com, something like that.
Please, and Facebook does not waste your time. You can watch movies where we go into our retailers. You can hear us talk to them. So Facebook on our Plus CBD Oil is not a waste of your time.
But there are a variety of options available there, including you got a 5-milligram capsule. It's oil in a soft gel. You got a 10-milligram capsule. You got a 15-milligram capsule, which is called CBD Gold, right? CBD oil gold. And that's, you know, I always like to go for the gold. But you also have a delicious tasting sublingual. It's a hemp spray, 3 milligrams of CBD per serving that you spray into your mouth. It really tastes good, nicely formulated. And there's also a topical CBD oil. It's a hemp balm. So help us to, you know, different strokes for different folks. So how do people know where to start with this?
Well, let's start with the balm. A fun story. I had a phone call the other day from a standing NFL neurosurgeon with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, they're playing
tonight. Mine.
They're playing tonight.
Yeah, I know. They are. And he calls me and says, hey, will anybody test positive with these 0.3% I said, yes, doc, of course it's possible. And he said, I don't want to hear that answer. I said, you're dealing with the NFL. He said, what about topical? Topical? No problem. Okay. No problem. So a lot of people we have found based on sales, our gold topical balm is our second best seller. What we're deducing from this is there's zero resistance to using cannabinoids on your skin. So if you've hurt your back and you're in a lot of pain and you're still nervous to try CBD, then try the gold balm for swelling. There are Nrf receptors, the antioxidant receptors in the skin, and cannabinoid receptors in your skin. So if you have a big swollen honker knee, try rubbing it all over there. and see what you find.
You know, Stuart, I did a little research on this because I said, you know, how to know if that stuff's really going to work when you apply it topically. I know it could work if you take it orally, but the research is actually good on this. It suggests that they've done animal research with experimentally induced injuries, and they've done some human research, and there are, as you say, receptors in the skin which respond to CBD oil. So it might be a likely treatment for injuries, but also for conditions like fibromyalgia, arthritis, perhaps.
Yes, in fact, one of the leading experts on the subject, Russo, Ethan Russo, MD, R-U-S-S-O, says the clinical endocannabinoid deficiency, whether it's environmental or whatever causes it, low endocannabinoid activity is really the underlying cause of migraine, irritable bowel, mm-hmm. and fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously that needs to be debated, mm-hmm. but we're seeing a lot of people claim to get results with CBD where the other things, for example, in my home with my wife, who's a migraineur, mm-hmm. the migraine medications and holy basil doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. We keep enough CBD in her, she doesn't have migraines. It's an N of one, mm-hmm. but it's worth exploring.
Well, I also did a little trial with a patient who had postherpetic neuralgia. She had, and in a bad place, you know, across the forehead, you know, where a little slight breeze would cause enormous waves of pain across her face. And you know how it is when you have postherpetic neuralgia, it's nerve pain. It's not just, skin pain. And she applied it, and she really reported that she had some degree of relief from it. Okay, you know, it didn't make the pain go away, but it considerably reduced the pain. Now she has virtually no pain. So it ran its course. It did not become well-established postherpetic neuralgia, which really can be the bane of people's existence, that post-shingles pain.
Well, the gold formula for that, in fact, I have another physician who's used the gold bomb on his own shingles, mm-hmm. and showed us photographs at a big integrative conference. So feel compelled to experiment, rub it on the shins, rub it on the feet, use the gold bomb. But then the real issue is making sense of the three different colors in the yep. label. There's a right. red, green, and gold label, mm-hmm. and this really confuses people, and it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. The red label was denoted to let you know it's for the body. Red blood, red body. Why?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The red extract
that's the 10?
The full... That would be, it's in a soft gel and in a dropper. Everything with a red label on it
okay.
is made with the very first extract made from the hemp. What do I mean, the first extract? Yeah. The first pressing of the seed, the stem, and the stalk, raw, off the field, nothing done to it, that's what the red label is. So there's no heat, there's nothing, it's just a raw hemp extract. What makes it different, doctor, is the CBD hasn't yet been activated.
Mm-hmm.
It's in its natural acidic package, so cannabidiolic acid, CBDA, is a totally different molecule than CBD,
mm-hmm.
and CBDA works more like a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. CBDA mm-hmm. works at the COX receptor, COX-2,
mm-hmm. yep.
so it's like herbal aspirin without the ulcerogenicity.
Mm-hmm.
So that red product, if someone has a sore back,
mm-hmm.
might give them the relief that they're looking for without any effect
mm-hmm.
with neurotransmission.
And I think it's probably a little more economical than the high-test CBD gold, right? Because it's an intermediate.
Correct. It takes less processing.
Right.
And a lot of people that love, like, I like mega food. I'm not, Kamu Kamu for vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Acer. I like food vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that kind of person,
mm-hmm.
you'll resonate with the red product. Now,
okay.
if you're using the red product, but you really want it for anxiety, stress, and depression, you only get a small amount of CBD. Most of it is CBDA. The difference is CBDA is a large molecule, and it has very poor blood-brain barrier penetration, and CBDA works more in the periphery, like an aspirin alternative, and is not an alternative to an anti-anxiety medication.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. So if you want depression, anxiety, stress reduction, go for the green.
Right.
Well, the green lets you know it's been activated.
Let's be clear, because I'm looking at the one that I think you say is red, and it appears to be brownish.
So, yeah, it's a brownish red.
Okay.
It's a brownish red color. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay, because it's the 5 milligram hemp oil aerial plant parts. Okay. Right.
Correct.
Cannabidiol.
But we make it in a drop too. We make it in a dropper too, where you can go even slower.
Mm-hmm.
And people sometimes are going up one drop at a time. for very strategic dosing.
Okay. That's the you have droppers. I don't have samples of that, but you have the CBD oil in a spray in a green bottle. And that's
that
the
is
extra
correct.
Strength. Okay.
That would be, so it goes from red to green. The red, brownish red label lets you know that it's raw, and it says raw on there. So I want every product, there'll be many, everything in the red raw label is the full plant pressing.
Okay.
We take that stuff and we've got to cook it overnight. Cook it overnight. We heat it 24 hours and it breaks the CBDA off. We call it decarboxylation.
Mm-hmm.
We take that carboxylic acid group off. Now we have liberated what I call free CBD. So if you want it to affect the blood-brain barrier, cross the blood-brain barrier, anxiety, stress, depression, use the green label.
Okay. Got it.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So now we want highly concentrated CBD hemp extract.
Mm-hmm.
So then we take 10 kilos of green and we short path distill that into the gold formula. What is removed? When we make the gold, we lose all the plant sterols. So the cytosterol, campesterol, stigmasterol, all the sterols,
mm-hmm.
and the chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm.
All that green stuff is extracted and it now becomes 50% fat. So
mm-hmm.
the gold formula is the most concentrated and fastest acting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you clarified it for me because, you know, my tendency was to say go for the gold, which is the more expensive version, but that isn't necessarily what resonates with people. Sometimes they can get away with the lower concentration. It might be more suitable for them and, you know, it could be more economical.
It could. And then because you're a doctor and the reason why I love you and I want people to listen to your show is, let's say someone has central sensitization. You might want to use the raw red for COX inhibition mm-hmm. and the gold for NF-kappa beta because the gold mm-hmm. is working at additional sites,
okay.
expanded targets outside of the ECS.
So they complement one
them,
another. Yeah.
It's the farthest edges of what we have to offer.
Okay. Well, good. That is a useful guide for me as I, you know, try to help patients decide which form to use. But, you know, frankly, you know, let's be clear about this. It is, to some extent, a little bit of a trial and error because different strokes are different folks. People respond differently to this. Some people, you know, really respond to a very, very small dose. They're very sensitive. And other people require higher doses.
It is so true. A 2018 paper recently published called Pharmacogenetics of Cannabinoids makes it very clear that there are SNPs that are causing some people to test positive and others not, and others that have a bad reaction versus a warm reaction. So the individual personalized nature of this conversation is so appropriate because we have some very complex pharmacology in our individual cannabinoid receptors. We are all different and we should start low and slow to get the best results.
Mm-hmm. So it seems to me like there's a couple of reasons to take CBD. One is if you've got a specific problem, and we can enumerate the problems, you know, pain-related problems, anxiety-related problems, inflammatory problems. We've had really good results with our patients who have ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, which seems to be a large number of patients within my practice because I treat that very frequently. And it works on the GI tract because it's taken orally, and it seems to have a soothing anti-inflammatory effect, and it seems to also have a bit of a analgesic effect. I mean, it reduces pain for these patients. They really love it. But also, there's a rationale for using it as a general preventive, which is kind of interesting. It's like, if you take a fish oil capsule, you're really not going to experience an immediate effect, but you take it on faith that it has a general anti-inflammatory, a salutary effect on your body. And I think CBD is, one of the nice things about CBD is it is in that category of nutrients, that it may have a generally supportive effect on inflammation, on our brains, you know, on many systems in the body.
I could not agree more, and the main reason is CBD appears to have very little orthosteric, that's direct key and lock activity at any receptor. So it's an allosteric modulator. You add that to the other compounds in a true hemp extract, and we're talking about so much crosstalk for well-being. For example, CBD can help the serotonin receptor, so it can help to elevate. It doesn't sedate. CBD enhances GABA binding. Mm-hmm. I'll say that again. CBD optimizes GABA binding. So if you're a stress case like me, CBD kind of makes you feel better in your skin. So it's really remarkable. The best part is it doesn't do much to people that don't need it. That's really exciting.
Yeah. The other question that's going to come up is, you know, many people are taking medications, of course. Sometimes people are taking psychiatric medications. Goodness knows we see so many people on SSRIs. Some people are taking sleep medications. Some people are taking anti-anxiety medications. Is this a contraindication to using CBD? I mean, can you become too sedated if you add CBD to your already extant medications?
Okay, now this is very important. Listen closely. If you're using a CBD extract, but it really is a marijuana plant, you might have higher levels of the terpenes, like myrcene, which causes couch lock, and you could be using a low THC product and feel very stoned.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be very, very, very careful to make sure you're using a true agricultural hemp product and not a, I cannot stress that enough. If you were to, I hear it all over the country. Mm-hmm. I tried brand XYZ. Why do I feel high? Yeah. I look at their product. It's marijuana. So just be very careful with that.
And that would be particularly the case if you got your CBD product from a marijuana dispensary. I mean, there are dispensaries, legal dispensaries in certain states, and in other states you're permitted under certain, guidance from a physician who's authorized to prescribe cannabis-related products to go to a dispensary, and you know, there's a handful of them in New York, for example. But then you get a CBD THC combo, and there you might run into trouble if you're on medication. You're saying, but there's virtually no THC in these your CV Science products.
Well, that's true, but the milligram amount of CBD itself that could cause the drug-to-drug interaction conversation that you're talking about would be in the hundreds of milligrams.
Okay.
In fact, in the Epidiolex drug trial, where they gave CBD to little kids on top of medication, they did see an increase in liver enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, yes, you still have the potential competition of cytochrome P450. Mm-hmm. There's a little drug-to-drug. But at the doses we're recommending,
yeah,
5, 10, and 15 milligrams, mm-hmm, we're not seeing anything. That being said, doctor, if any of your patients mm-hmm have a side effect, you call the 1-800 number immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Our laboratory takes the call, and I have a medical doctor call the patient back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I mean, there is a medical resource there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somebody who can provide guidance to people who have questions. Is that something generally available to the public?
No, we're still working on that. It's for now, okay, in case there's any side effect.
Okay.
We know that the aftermarket reporting on this will be part of the safety. Here's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
1 million bottles sold.
Yeah.
Not one serious adverse event. Not one.
Okay.
Knock on wood.
And, you know, sometimes people have serious adverse events out of the blue, and it may or may not be related to the whatever it is they're taking, or it may be related to the medications that they're already taking. So sometimes it's hard to pick apart. Okay, so what resources exist for people to get more information about this?
Well, that part is challenging. I want to give you a couple of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Earl Mendel, if anyone remembers Earl Mendel from the Vitamin Bible.
Really,
right?
Well, that's really speaks well for CBD because he's always into good stuff.
So he just wrote Healing with Hemp CBD Oil, Healing with Hemp CBD Oil, mm-hmm, that's a top seller on, bestseller on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Mendel, Mindell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great one. And then PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov. The lay public still doesn't know enough about it, but PubMed.gov, and look up CBD in whatever condition.
Yeah, just
I think you'll be amazed.
Just Google it, you know, put in the search words, you know, CBD plus insomnia, CBD plus
stress,
whatever,
yeah,
multiple sclerosis, CBD plus ulcerative colitis, you name it, right?
There was a great paper published on ulcerative colitis and CB1 receptor just a couple days ago. So I think you'll be shocked to find out there's some really great...
Please send it.
Oh, I'll send it to you right away then.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, keep me apprised because I find these things sometimes on my own, but, you know, just please be a conduit.
I'll hit send now. I'm just going to copy you on all of it now.
Boom. All right. Yeah, because, you know, all this stuff is just fascinating to me, and I'll report on it to our listeners. Anything we've missed? Because, you know, there's a lot to digest here on the subject of CBD.
Yeah, I think the one thing that we want to make sure to reiterate is that there are different products, different markets, different customers. If you were listening closely, Dr. Hoffman and I didn't say anything negative about THC. We just know that you'll get that either in a pharmacy or a dispensary. And these hemp extracts, where you can go to, whether it's Westerly's or Wilner Chemist or local health food stores or wherever they are, those are different products for different conditions. And I think that that's a little healthier conversation than what's best. If you're in the ICU and you want to stop vomiting, you might need Sesamet. That's a synthetic cannabinoid. You might not need THC. You might need a synthetic cannabinoid. Different product, different condition.
Yeah. However, you know, you mentioned Wilner Chemists, and I live in the same neighborhood as Arnie Gatomer, who's the owner of Wilner Chemists. And for our New York listeners, I mean, we have listeners all across the country and around the world, but many of our listeners are concentrated in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. They're very familiar with Wilner Chemist, which is really America's oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy. It goes back to, oh my goodness, the Carlton Fredericks days and beyond. And he, you know, we run into each other, and we, you know, just sort of shoot the bull on the street corner. And I told him about our upcoming interview, and he was really excited because he says that CBD is just going through the roof, and he's very happy to have your products available there. So when people want the products, can they order them online, or should they go to a place like Wilner's to get them? What's your preferred route of distribution?
If you can stomach it, buy it at the cash register, because then it becomes real. It goes into the sales data. People can't ignore it. We give up a lot of margin. We don't care. Our customer's Wilner Chemist.
Okay.
If you shop there, we want you to buy, and it's a big deal. So please support the stores.
Okay. So I'll mention, you know, not to slight any of the other retailers in our area or across the country who provide it. I just will give a shout out to Wilner's, which is a great nutritional pharmacy. They stock your products, and we'll, you know, in our commercials and our announcements, we'll reinforce that message. So thank you very much, Stuart. Once again, the website is pluscbdoil.com.
Yes, pluscbdoil, and follow us on Facebook, pluscbdoil, and sign up at hempsupporter.com. Remember, we need your signature. Sooner or later, we're going to send out a petition request, and we're going to want 12 million signatures, hempsupporter.com. We need you.
Well, it's absolutely going to happen, and I'm certainly going to get on board with that initiative because, you know, CBD, I really think, is a candidate for supplement of the decade. I really think it's going to be huge. So thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hama. That was Stuart Topp, Vice President of Human Nutrition for CV Sciences. You'll be hearing more about them because they're a new supporter of our Intelligent Medicine podcast. Thanks for the support, and we will get the word out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.